You're listening to Able Radio. I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Sarah Robinson and Paul Laird from Hope GB. Hello, welcome to Able.
Hello.
Hello, thank you.
Now, Hope GB, it's a fairly new organisation. Sarah, you told me that you're the founder. What's it all about?
Oh, well, Hope GB was started 5 years ago. I started a coffee morning. My son had been diagnosed with autism, and I had attended a speech and language therapy course called Early Bird, where I got to meet other parents. And it was really beneficial being able to talk about what my life was like at home with Sam. And I actually found out lots of things that were happening locally for autism. It was a really good source of information. And I was asked to set up a local support group because at the time there wasn't anything available in Pontypool.
Okay, so you're talking about Pontypool in the Torvine area. So
I am, yes.
Is that the area that you operate in at the moment?
It is, yeah. We're based in Torvine, but we receive contacts from families all across Wales, really. But it's primarily where our support group is based.
Okay, we're joined in the studio, as I mentioned, by Paul as well. Now, by your accent, you're not a local Welsh boy, are you?
I'm not. It's quite surprising. I've lived in Wales for 16 years now, but no, I've got a Midlands accent because I've been born and bred in Wolverhampton.
Okay, so why did you get involved with the Hope GB?
It's initially from a family connection through having a nephew with autism. And, you know, it was partly a learning curve for me to really understand the impact of autism, but also to recognise that there are a lot of challenges, but a lot of really exciting, really positive things. And I just wanted to be involved with Hope, primarily because it's helping the parents and carers of children with autism, but also the children and young people benefit as well. And, you know, my involvement is primarily in helping with, as a trustee, but also helping with some of the publicity that we do, trying to just spread the word, trying to make sure that where we do need to connect with families, that they know what they need to know to decide on whether or not they want to connect with Hope. And supporting the chair in any of our activities, any projects that need a bit of extra hands.
So it's very much family-centred.
Yeah.
It's about the children and about the parents all working together.
It is, absolutely.
So with this organisation, we keep on hearing the word autism bandied around on the media, you know, in everyday language. But you know, I'd be the first one to admit, and I'm sure many other people are in the same position, it's a word that we've got a particular stereotypical view of. Mm. But what is the reality of autism? What does it really mean, Sarah?
Well, if you're asking me personally, it affects Samuel in his way that which he communicates with the world. When he was younger, he was late developing language, and the language he developed he was only comfortable to use at home, and it just affected every area of his life, really. It was most evident when he joined nursery because he struggled being able to interact and play alongside other children.
And I guess as a parent you had something to compare against then. You could see that there was a difference between Sam and some of the other children.
I did, yeah. He was my oldest child. I've now got two younger children as well. But yeah, you're right. It was only when I was able, you know, to see him in nursery that his difficulties were evident. But of course, even though there are lots... there's, you know, a list of associated behaviours for someone to have a diagnosis of autism. I think it is important to point out that every person with autism is different. If you've met one person with autism, you've met one. You know, they'll have lots of behaviours that might be the same, but really it just affects how a person communicates with and relates to other people. It affects how they make sense of the world around them. And obviously, autism is a spectrum condition, so you may have people at one end of the spectrum that may not have any speech, they may have physical difficulties, they might have associated learning difficulties, and then right at the other end of the spectrum, people might have Asperger's syndrome. So they may be highly intelligent, they may have really good language skills, a lot of language, but then their difficulties would be in using that socially, using it to communicate. They may have very poor social skills, you know, and in the sort of years gone by, they might have perhaps just been considered odd or a little bit eccentric.
Paul, if I can turn to you, you're in an interesting position because you are active in running these events and all these interactions, etc. How have things changed when you get a group of parents and their children with autism together in one arena?
Well, there are a number of volunteer support groups that take place, and that's something that's chaired, and it's very much an environment where people can be open and share their experiences, highlight concerns, and also discuss fun things and plan things for the future. And I think having that safe environment makes a big difference to people's willingness to be there and their sense of ownership of what goes on within Hope GB. We had a recent conference just at the end of last year, and as part of that, we had a few interviews with mums, dads, with people who were connected to Hope or in the field of autism. And it really came across that on a very personal level, that made a difference to people. It made a difference to their outlook on how to deal with some of the challenges, but also gave them, for want of a better word, the sense of hope about, you know, what could be. And Hope GB is involved with people from the very early stage, people who are newly diagnosed, but also through to people who have been managing the situation for a number of years and can actually be mentors and guides to others. And I think having that mix of people really brings out a richness, and that's all Hope's about. It's about trying to enrich the lives of people affected by autism. So it's not about telling them what they should do. It's not about insisting that they do things in a certain way. It's about recognising that it's a real situation and just being genuine and honest and open with people. The benefit of having some external contact with professionals means that the training and development aspects can definitely be a really valuable source of input and advice for people. And, you know, various services have come off the back of that.
There's so much going on. Looking at the timetable of events, Sarah, I mean, you know, do you actually have any time to go home? Because, you know, give us a potted highlight of the next couple of months of some of the events you're encouraging the public to embrace, aren't you? They're not just for parents and the children. You're asking everybody to get involved.
We are, yeah. We're going to spend the first week of April out in Pontypool and Cwmbran trying to meet members of the public and raise awareness of autism. We're going to end that week on Friday the 4th of April with our main event, which is going to be in the Woodlands in Crossy Ceiliog, with Torvine Rocking for Autism. We've got a band that are going to be there. There's going to be a hog roast. And tickets are £12.50, and members of the public can contact us. We do still have a few tickets left. So,
excellent. The outlook and talking to you guys before we did this recording, it just sounds so positive and so exciting. And it just seems so obvious in some ways. I'm amazed that you've needed to develop Hope GB. One would assume that parents were already catered for, but clearly there is a need. And I guess it goes back to this whole question about conditions associated with mental health. They're very much the poor cousin within the health service, the amount of lack of funding that seems to be available for all these various conditions. And yet, you know, we're talking about young lives, aren't we, and mechanisms to go forward. So, you know, if you had a message that you could deliver to the minister, what would that message be?
Please put more money into mental health services for autism. our families who are living with children with symptoms of autism on a daily basis need timely access to services in order to receive a diagnostic assessment and for help and advice on managing the condition.
Well, it sounds as if we're going to hear a lot more about Hope GB going forward in the future. Thank you so much for joining us here on Able, and good luck with all your various activities.
Thank you.